Geno Pack had, he was a first-team All-American today. There's no doubt about that. He was great. He may have been the best guard in America today. He may have been, and we may have had the best wing in America today. But, yeah, it's been an interesting week. Really proud of my guys. You know, I haven't been with the team at all this week. I made it back to practice yesterday, but hadn't been with them since I guess the West Virginia game. Then we were in Norman there for the night, and then I wasn't with them after that. So pretty emotional and pretty proud for a lot of reasons today.
Any talk from them about winning this for you?
No, I wouldn't let them do that anyway. Yeah. But I could tell that I could tell that it meant something to them, though. Even though I would never, ever try to get them to do that, but they knew it meant something to me.
What does it mean to win this game?
Well, I thought about staying at home, which had been fine, but my dad told me before the OU game, he was upset with me because I even missed practices before the game. You won't have your team ready, God Almighty, so after he passed yesterday morning early, we decided it would be best if I came up here because that's what he would want me to do. And he'd want me to do my job. You get paid to do a job, do your job. And so to win this one like that was something extra because the way we won it would have been exactly the way that he lived. Grind it out and make the most of every situation, even when it doesn't look good. So that meant something to me.
Coach, I said that DeJuan asked for Pat at halftime.
Yeah, well, yeah, he did. It was kind of like we narrowed our choices down to one, and then he said, okay, I'll take him. So, yeah, that kid was so good today. But he did a good job on him second half, even though the one time he got free on the out-of-bounds under, he still made a three. But I think he made two. The first one he made to start the second half was a pro shot. I mean, but Juan did a good job on him second half.
The offensive glass, too.
Yeah, well, that's where we won the game is, they played better than us, but we were pretty tough on the glass.
First of all, my condolences. I lost my dad 17 years ago tomorrow. The day goes by, I don't think about him. I'm praying for you. But what went wrong in the first half, and how did you guys change it?
I appreciate that. I think the what went wrong was the fact that our ball screen defense was non-existent, and we wanted the big guys to get to level the screen, and then we even wanted to trap it a couple of times, and you can't allow it to get split. And as good as Pack was, let's not get it twisted. Noel was the one that made all the plays off the ball screens to make it easy for everybody else. So those two guards were just better than anybody we had the first half. And so, second half, we kind of changed how we did it, but it wasn't like anything spectacular. But probably what won the game for us was when we went triangle and two to end. And I think that kind of at least threw them off rhythm when it counted the most.
Before the start of the second half, it looked like David grabbed you. Was it just a player coach moment?
I'm sorry?
McCormick? Before the start of the second half, it looked like
I think he did. Like, hey, are we trapping him going left? Or are we just going to trap him going? It was a very intimate player coach moment.
Bill, Ochai's bucket on the baseline was bigger than that play, and then Pack came down and had it.
Yeah, he did, but it was a defended three. At least But Ochai's. I still don't know why he didn't get three free throws instead of two, but he didn't, and nobody really explained it to me. But his basket at the end, we tried to run a little curl play, hoping Smith wouldn't back up to help because he was on McCormick, and he did back up, so it wasn't there. And he was coming off a little dribble, a little handoff play, and he back cut him, and David made a good pass, and then Och made a really good play. So I think the way that Och has scored of late shows you that he's a complete guy because he didn't shoot the ball well at all today, and he still gets 29.
We've all read about the great things your dad has told you and stuff. today's game for your league. It was the biggest comeback from a halftime deficit ever, and the biggest comeback in a road win ever for a big team. Yeah. Is he the kind of guy that would... would like to
create this and something? Oh, yeah. He would appreciate that. You know, he would be the first one to say, "God dang, you guys don't guard anybody and this and that." But he would have respected how hard the kids tried. So that would have been special for him. So, everybody goes through things, but you find out things later on sometimes about how much your things that you do impact your own family, and especially him. And you know, he hung on every pass and every basket, and so it was important. I thought he's great. I thought he dominated the glass. Didn't score the ball a lot, but I thought he dominated the glass. He and Jalen Wilson were unbelievable on the glass. Jalen Wilson got balls outside his area, and he looked like a player today. That's probably is the best we've seen Jalen all year.
What is the toughest level of your team today?
Today, we would be in the higher ends of the 1 through 10. We'd be in that 7 to 8, 9. Not because we played well, just because we hung in there. And so, you know, the skill level is important, obviously. Can't win without skill, and you can't win without trying hard. But will and toughness will trump that. You need them all, but that will trump that. And today, that's how we won the game, is the guys just hung in there. Well, they should be 6-1 or 5-2 in the league. They should have won today. They controlled the game. They were better than us today. I think they're good. I think their offense has caught up to their defense, because I've always thought they guarded. I've always thought Bruce's team's guarded. And I think their offense is catching up. And, you know, those two little guards make a difference. I mean, they were definitely the best two players for them today, and we couldn't keep Noel in front of us, and then we couldn't guard Pack. So to think that we did a great job on him the second half to hold him to 35, that speaks volumes of how good he was early.
All right. Thanks, Coach.